Good morning, this is Marco with Top 3 Dot Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Monday, July 11th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT price is strong. December corn up 19 cents at 642 and a half. September wheat up 10 and a quarter cents at 901 and three quarters. And November beans up 19 and a quarter cents at 1415 and three quarters. We did settle 16 cents off the highs in the overnight market. The wheat was 38 off the highs. Beans were about 23 off the highs. Obviously, the weather pushing the markets higher here today. Hot and dry for the next 2 weeks. Though it looks like we're going to get some rains, and we're having them right now in Iowa. They're moving east into Illinois and Indiana. But the heart of the Midwest looks like it's going to be pretty hot and dry for the next 2 weeks out here. Crude oil is currently down $1.62 a barrel. It's about $2 off its highs. I don't think that'll have much impact out here. Bean oil was up about 70 ticks overnight. Obviously, we've got the WASDE report tomorrow. They're generally looking for slight increases in carryouts out here, with the exception of the beans. That could be about 66 million bushels under last month. Last month, the carryout was expected to be 280 this year. Now it's down to 214 is the expectation, obviously due to the lower planted acres out here. So, in the meantime, the beans have rallied $1.13 from their lows to the highs of this move in the last 4 or 5 days. The wheat's up $1.65. The corn's up $1.02. So, how friendly are these reports be on this? With these prices already having a significant rally in just 4 days, we'll have to see. Obviously, there's more to the WASDE report tomorrow. It'll be the weather, unless there's any changes. I think, frankly, this is enough out here. But, if they want to get more excited about the weather, funds are short wheat. So, they can be covering more in here. There's still long corn and beans. I think all we've kind of done is, corrected the oversold situations, run it back up to the moving averages, letting the market catch up here, and we'll have to see. But overall, it's going to be more about the weather than anything else here. We've got the inspections today at 10 o'clock. That should be fairly quiet. Crop progress ought to show a little bit of improvement out here, and that may be the last improvement we see for several weeks. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.